What a day that was. What a day that was. A day to be proud on so many levels. A day to relish on so many levels. Whichever level you want to take it as. The fantastic welcome that Brighton fans gave to Wrexham. And I'll tell you what, I've been inundated on the way back on the train with tweets from Brighton fans all complimenting us. That doesn't happen normally. Brighton, a wonderful club. Going there anyway is a treat. Surely we're twinned with them. Or maybe you want to take us on a more basic level. Just the sheer pleasure of seeing a whole ground chant just because a seagull flew into it. Or to hear the magnificent singing in the concourse before and after the match from the Wrexham supporters. To enjoy a pint of real ale and a proper fresh pie. And I keep banging on about this today. I'm worried about myself. At the ground as well. And then after the match, just terrific treat to go into the concourse of the home end where Wrexham and Brighton fans were mingling in the open air. Real spectacular, striking view, a rectangle of night sky in between the lit arches of the stands, and everybody relishing the fact, revelling in the fact that we're all fans of football together. It was a wonderful day. The support, the magnificent support of the Wrexham fans, 2,000 of them going down south. Number of Brighton supporters and indeed proud Wrexham supporters saying that they were told by Brighton fans that they were the best away support they've seen at the Amex Stadium. And I'm not surprised. Wrexham kept going from first to last. And when those Brighton fans at the end stayed in the stadium to clap Wrexham off the pitch, you know that part of that was reserved for the fans. And oh yeah, there was the team's performance as well. This is a proper team. For my eyes, surely the best drilled Wrexham side ever. A team that's ever so hard to beat. A team so redoubtable defensively. And a team of genuine spirit. It's got something special. It really has. Again, the testimony of Brighton fans spoke volumes in that respect as well. They played with heart. They played with belief. And they deserved at least a share of the spoils. Because in the first half, I thought Wrexham were the better side. And in the second half, when they were under the cosh, as they tend to in these situations, they just covered up like an expert defensive boxer on the ropes and refused to let the other side have a sight of goal. Generally, it was long-range shots peppering Josmi AB's goal and not anything from closer in. It was a terrific performance by Wrexham. A terrific day. Something that just reminds you of why you become a football fan in the first place. A genuine treat as well. I'll tell you what. I remember 20 years ago, and what, 3 days ago as well, watching Wrexham beat Arsenal and thinking, I've earned this. Because, I suppose my supporting history is a bit unfortunate. I managed to miss the great 77-78 season, and I started watching the following season. So I missed the greatest campaign in Wrexham's history and started watching us from then on as things declined, slowly at first and then ever so swiftly. And so I felt that day, 4th of January 1992, that I'd earned the reflected glory and the wonderful emotions of Wrexham beating Arsenal because I'd been through the 80s. The 80s were horrible. Well, there was a feeling all over the Wrexham support that they'd earned today. We're a fan-owned club. There's still hard work ahead, but we're a fan-owned club now. We've turned things around on the pitch, and after hideous agonies off the pitch, and let's be honest, on it. Two words, Brian Little. I think it's fair to say Wrexham's fans earned a special day today. And my God, they didn't just earn it, they made it too.